Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 201 on January the 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on KE Holdings, Inc., Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and Chemical Corporations, and we discuss three new trades on Funware, Inc., the Ford Motor Company, and the iShares MSCI Brazil ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at Eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets finished relatively flat to slightly lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 319 points, ending the week at 35,911 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 14 points, closing at 4,662 points on Friday. Now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is crypto options. I know everyone's been all over crypto for the last year or a little bit more than that. You hear about it all the time. And most of my friends who talk about crypto, specifically crypto trading, focus on simply buying and holding, or simply, you know, trading the underlying, trading the coins and tokens themselves. In crypto terms, it's called HODLing, which is H-O-D-L. It's an acronym that means holding on for dear life, because God knows there's a ton of volatility, price volatility in cryptocurrencies. So one of the ways to make money on that Ethereum and Bitcoin that's just sitting in your account right now is to sell call options against the coins. Now, there are several exchanges that will allow you to trade options on your cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, if you're in the US, you're gonna have fewer exchanges that you can access. There are several that we can't touch. Most of this has to do with the lack of consistent regulations from the SEC, but that's not a topic I'll touch on this show. Once you do get set up, it's the usual dynamics of the covered call applied to a new market. So you'll simply sell out of the money call options on Bitcoin and Ethereum that you own in that account. There aren't well-developed markets with liquidity in some of the other coins and tokens like, you know, Dogecoin or you know, Avalanche or Binance, or I mean, there's a ton out there, even USDC, DAI, USDT, the stable coins. So in general, for options, you'll pretty much have to stick to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Now, the implied volatility is super high relative to the equity options, so the returns on these covered call strategies will likely exceed what you'd see on a standard equity, like a standard stock option. So if you do end up selling your cryptocurrency with this strategy, you will have gotten paid to exit the trade. So you simply buy back into the market. It's really not a big deal in my mind. Now, that could create a taxable event, and I'm no CPA or accountant. Nonetheless, I don't let taxes keep me from nice returns on my capital, right? That's sort of the tail wagging the dog. So if you're looking for some enhanced deal plays on your cryptocurrency, definitely consider a covered call strategy on that Ethereum and Bitcoin you're probably holding on to for dear life. All right, so let's get into the trade review from last week. And as usual, we're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at KE Holdings, symbol B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.87 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that January 22 half call at 69 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 11.12% over a 2-week period. Well, KE Holdings stock grew 13 cents, ending the week at $21 per share. The call option we sold lost 34 cents, mostly due to time value, leaving us with a net gain of 47 cents if we were to close the trade. Now, since this trade will expire on this next Friday, I wouldn't make any adjustments. It's much less likely that the stock will close high enough to bring our short call option in the money. And if it does expire worthless, our call option, we can keep the full premium we collected on the sale, that 69 cents, and we still have the stock. So once the call option expires worthless, we can look to sell another call option against our shares of stock. That February 22 half call right now can be sold at $1.54 per option. That would increase the yield on this trade significantly. So we have lots of good paths to profit from if the stock remains in its current price range over the next week. We don't mind it going higher, of course. You definitely want to stay on top of it in case the stock price does fall. Otherwise, this could play out as a very nice trade that leads over to another nice trade in the month of February. Next up, we have the credit spread that we traded last week on Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. Symbol N is in November, C is in Charlie, L is in Lima, H is in Hotel. At the time, the stock was trading for $22.20 per share. I looked at selling the January 22-21 put spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line's stock grew 76 cents, closing the week at $22.96 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money, and this spread could be bought back for 14 cents, which will lock in a gain of 23 cents on the week. Of course, with stock above $22 per share, we can also expect this trade to expire worthless in the next five business days, which would allow us to lock in the full price, the full profit of 35 cents per spread. So no adjustments are needed on this trade at this point. Just keep an eye out on the stock through expiration on Friday. And then our final trade on the week from last week was a debit spread on Cameco Holdings. Symbol C is in Charlie, C is in Charlie, J is in Juliet. At the time, the stock was trading for $23.67 per share. I looked at buying the January 23-23 half call spread for 30 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 20 cents, or that's a 66.67% return in 2 weeks. Well, Cameco stock lost $1.12 this week, closing at $22.55 per share. The in-the-money spread that we bought is now out of the money. If you were to close the trade today, you would lock in a 15 cents loss, but with 1 week left until expiration, our options really, options as in choices, are really kind of limited. I typically point out that you can sell a higher strike call spread against these long call spreads. However, the pricing for these spreads, because there's only 1 week left, is really small. And it's honestly, it's simply not worth the risk at this point. So another trade that you could do is to sell the January 23-24 call spread at 23 cents. Now, what ends up happening is this transforms this from being a 23-23 half debit spread to being a 23-half-24 credit spread, right? Because you're buying in your long, you're selling out your long January 23 call, and then you're actually buying the 24 call. So that leaves you with a short 23 half call and a long 24 call, which makes it a call credit spread. It also accounts for the loss that we assumed over this last week. So definitely pull out a sheet of paper and do the math on this one yourself. These are great examples to be able to learn on. It's one of the ways that I like to shift or basically alter the risk on a position that might not be working out the way I want it, which happens, right? So that's it for the review of last week's trades. As a reminder, the U.S. equity markets will be closed on Monday in observance of MLK, Martin Luther King Day. And then on Friday, January 21st, is expiration for all monthly option positions in the month of the monthly positions for January. We will move into looking at trades that expire on February the 18th today. So with no further ado, let's get into the covered call for this week. I'm looking at a company called Funware, and that's fun with a PH, Funware Inc. Symbol P as in Papa, H as in Hotel, U as in Uniform, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $2.89 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the February 3 call at 55 cents, hoping for a return of 22.84% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying shares of stock for $2.89 per share and selling the February 3 call at 55 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3 per share, and our break-even price on this trade is $2.34. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $289, and you would collect $55 for selling the option. Now, this is a, you guys have seen me do these covered calls on low dollar stocks. You know, like this is a penny stock, it's worth less than $5 per share. I love it because it requires so little capital and still can give us an outsized return. Yet, if we do lose money on this, you know, that $289 is essentially the price of a, you know, of a call option, so, or put option in some scenarios. So not that much capital required, and yet you can still get a nice return. And for you beginners, you can sort of get your feet wet getting involved in option trading. Next up, we've got the credit spread. Looking at an oldie but a goodie, I love Ford Motor Company. They've had some nice options, some nice pricing on spreads over the last year. So Ford Motor Company, symbol F as in Foxtrot, stock ended the week at $25.19 per share. And I'm looking at selling the February 25-24 put spread at 44 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 56 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the February 25 put at $1.52 and concurrently buying the February 24 put for $1.08. This is a credit spread because we're selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $25 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $24.56 per share, and in real terms, you'll collect $44 per spread that you sell and have $56 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. I haven't touched this one in a while. It's the iShares MSCI Brazil ETF, symbol E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, Z as in Zulu. The stock ended the week at $29.11 per share, and I'm looking at buying the February 28-29 call spread for 67 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 33 cents per spread, or that's a 49.25% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 28 call for $1.85 and concurrently selling the February 29 call at $1.18. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $29 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $28.67 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $67 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $33 per spread. Now, that's it for the week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show as well with your friends who love trading options as well. I love that you guys hop on. I say that so much, but I really do mean it deep down. So thank you for listening. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.